Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show because Melinda Carver is no ordinary psychic medium. You are listening to Melinda Carver, internationally known psychic and sought-after guest by radio personalities and international conference coordinators around the world. And this means listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives will give the charge of positive energy you need today. Do you need some new uncomplicated tools and easy-to-understand strategies to live a more positive life? Tonight is your night. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. Melinda Carver, extraordinarily gifted psychic medium, respected universal light minister, effective and powerful international presenter and workshop speaker, will provide you a personal positive charge no matter how negative your circumstances may be. Do you want to get positive? Live positive? Well, listen now live to psychic medium Melinda Carver. She strives to bring you, her listening audience, the best guests at the best time for you. You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives, and now live in studio, psychic medium Melinda Carver.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. I am your hostess with the mostest tonight. I'm Melinda Carver, psychic medium, author, and radio host here at Positive Perspectives. This is the show that gives you the tools and knowledge to live a more positive life so you can work that law of attraction, making it the most beautiful life ever. If you're sad, depressed, lonely, come learn some tools to help you. And tonight, we're going to discuss numerology. What's your number, everybody? It's not the movie, What's Your Number, that had that cute little Anna Faris and Chris Evans with how many men or women you slept with. This is a number about you, your life, your birth, and your desire, your heart's desire. We're going to find out tonight with author, astrologer, and numerologist Judy Conkle. So if you missed an episode, you missed a lot. Check out all the great on-demand episodes featuring past guests like Donna DeNome, author of Turtle Wisdom, Dr. Stephen Farmer, Earth Magic and Healing Ancestral Karma, Michelle Bellinger from Paranormal State, and so much more, all available free for you here at Positive Perspectives or iTunes. And if you want to see me live in person, join me this Saturday at It's Your Journey in Huron, Ohio, for a psychic fair, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And mark your calendars. I will be at the International New Age Trade Show in Denver, Colorado, Friday, June 9th through June 11th. I am part of the prestigious Authors Breakfast, debuting my brand new book, Get Positive, Live Positive, to the INANCE community. And that's going to be on Sunday, so you can get your tickets at inats.com. And my official book launch party is Friday, June 23rd, at the Theosophical Society of Greater Cleveland in Cleveland, Ohio. You could go to psychicmelinda.webs.com for more information. Tonight's guest is Judy Conkle. She is the author of Opening Your Cosmic Toolbox. She's an astrologer, a numerologist, a psychic, and a tarot reader. She's appeared on radio, astrology conferences, and stores across the nation. She's available for private appointments, and her book is available on Amazon. So please welcome Judy Conkle. Hello, Judy. Welcome back to the show. How are you tonight?
I am fine, and thank you for having me back.
You're welcome. So what's your number today, Judy? What is it about numerology that excites you and makes you continue to perform and provide numerology readings to people all these years?
Well, you know, all of the arts really do link together, but numerology is so much easier and quicker for people to work with than astrology. I mean, I love astrology, but you have to do a certain amount of study. Whereas with numerology, as long as you can add and subtract, you're good to go. And this is just another pathway for you to learn about yourself, to find out what your gifts are, what your talents are, things to make you feel good about yourself.
And when people provide you their birth date or you figure out the number in their name, how excited do they get when you tell them the numerology readings and they're spot on? How excited are they?
Well, I don't know if it's that they're so excited that I am spot on, but they really get to know themselves better. It's like, oh, I didn't know that about me. I didn't realize, oh, I can use that. And that's always a good thing to know. The more you know, I always say knowledge is power. And the more you know, the better off you are.
And in your new book, Opening... Sorry, go ahead, sweetheart. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. You go ahead.
Okay. In your book, Opening Your Cosmic Toolbox, you merge astrology, numerology, and tarot and other divination tools all together so people can see how they can provide their own readings to themselves. And numerology is, I know, dear to your heart.
Yes.
When you just went and spoke at the Great Lakes Astrology Conference last week, you know, when you see astrologers and you're giving them a spot on reading based on the birth date instead of in a chart, but in the numerological way, what do they say to you?
That mostly your numerology chart really will tie in with your astrology chart. You're not going to be like one kind of person with your astrological chart and then turn around and be a totally different type of personality or temperament with your numerology. They begin to see the link up. Astrologers tend to do, believe it or not, astrology. Whereas I tend to do a little bit of everything. Because usually when I lecture, I say, well, you know, you've heard of alternative healing. Well, I'm your alternative speaker because I don't just lecture on one thing. I'm the one who goes off the beaten path into things that are related but are not just strictly focused on one thing.
So when you meet people for the first time and you ask them, what's your number, do they think like that cute movie that I mentioned earlier in the credits, opening credits, with Anna Faris and Chris Evans, where Anna freaks out about her number being much higher of men that she slept with than her friends? Are people wanting to know, what are you talking about when you ask them, what's your number? Or do you explain, I just need your date of birth?
I would never do that unless somebody asked me. I'm sorry, but those people who come up to you on the street and go, oh, well, you know, I have a reading for you, or I will be thus and so. I'm sorry, that's not in my book. That's an invasion of privacy. You have to ask me. If you want it, I'm more than willing to tell you, but I'm not going to attack you with your number.
Now, we have fun with these. So, everybody, Judy and I have known each other for many years. So, we do little
many
inside
moons.
Jokes. So, it's okay.
Right.
When you have someone come up to you and they give you your date of birth, that is their soul path in numerology. Is that correct?
I call it life path.
Or their life path?
Okay. Right. There are different books that call it by different names, and as I tell you in my book, I find that the lack of uniformity in numerology extremely maddening, especially for people who are learning it for the first time, because one book is going to call it a life path. The other one will call it the soul path. The other one will call it destiny, and by then your head is starting to spin. So to me, I just label your birth date as your life path, because that's what you came in to walk. It's what you came in to do. I label your full name as your essence, your soul as your soul, and the consonants, or I'm sorry, it's the vowels that are the soul, and the consonants are your personality. But different books will call them different things.
And when you look at someone and they say to you, well, how can you find the numbers in my name? I know a lot of people don't understand this. I've been doing numerology since I was 16, which was just, you know, 2 years ago, Judy.
Exactly. I know, dear. And I had children when I was 12, right? Okay.
Yeah. So when you pull out the name, how do people figure out the name? I know you and I make a little graph when we do this, but let's explain it to those that are listening if they want to try it. So first of all, date of birth.
Sure.
How do you figure out their date of birth so those listening can follow along, so when we do the live readings, they'll know what their life path is. So how do you figure that out?
Okay.
Judy?
Now, here's how it's based on your birth date. And I know they're going to tell you there's two different ways to do it. I'm sure the only one who's old enough to remember math the old way on a blackboard, when you had a tens column and a 100th column. But anyway, if you've got a piece of paper and you've got line one and line two and line three, on line one, put the month. My birthday is December 19th, so I will put 12 for December. It's a 12th month on line one. Right under it, so that it evens up and matches up, I would put 19 for the day. And then on line three goes your year of birth. And if you think I'm telling you mine, please don't hold your breath.
Now, for the year, should they abbreviate and drop the 19 or the 20?
Never. No.
It's like
I
the wrong number.
I was getting there. So you would have the 12 on line 1, the 19 on line 2, and keep your numbers lined up, you know, so they can add. I do not want you to add a cross. As in 1 plus 2 plus 1 plus 9 plus 1 plus 9 plus blah, 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 because you might miss a master number. So I want you to put those three numbers and then add them together. Like, say you come up with 2011.
I have one we could use from the chat room if you want to use this as an example. So
okay.
This is for Ariel in the chat room, and
okay.
It's November, so
that's
it's an 11, a 6,
yes,
and her birth year was 1995. So she already had an angel number with the 11, huh?
Right. Yeah, but that's just the month, so, you know, we're not going to go into that. But anyway, now add them. So 5 and 6 is 11 and 1 is 12. 6 and 1 is 7 and 1 is 8. So I've come up with 1982. Did you get that if you tried it?
Oh, I wasn't adding. I'm writing down people who are calling in with their birthday.
Oh, I get it. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I've got 1982. So in the first place, that's 20. Or 2, because 1 plus 9 is 10, plus 8 is 18, plus 2 is 20, and then 2 plus 0 is 2. However, even though this is a 2, it's a special 2. It's a specialized 2, it's a pumped up 2, because 0 adds power to any number. It's like the universe tags you that you have something special to do. And the other thing about that is, you take that quotient, there's an old word, means what the numbers you've added up. But the 1982, something significant should have happened that year. No, she wouldn't have been very old at that point in time. Let's see, 65, 5 from 12 is 7. Like around the age 17, 16, 17, 8, but in 82, something significant should have happened. But that is how you work that. And then we label that the life path because this is what you have come in to do.
And for those that are listening who are a 2, what does a life path 2 mean, Judy?
The life path 2 are the people who, oh, goody, goody, these are the people who come in to have a romance. Because, you know, 2s are all about there being 2 of us. And I don't care what the other books say. I'm telling you it's under the rulership of Venus. But 2s are the mediators. They are the negotiators. They are the peacemakers. They're probably the people in the family that try to get everybody to get along. They do not like discord. It really upsets them. And they really function better in life. It's almost like being a Libra. They really function better in life with a partner. Do not want to go it alone. And they're not terribly good at being, you know, big and brave and strong and independent. They are better when they can work with someone. They make ideal partners because they are always thinking of the other person. They tend to be romantic and poetic and musical and dreamy. They're just soft, warm, comfortable people to be with, but they came to be the peacemakers.
Ooh, peacemakers. Now, when I add mine up, my birthday equals a 7 as a life path. So what is a life path?
You're not in a cave somewhere?
Sometimes I wouldn't mind being in that cave.
No, 7, you know, 7 is probably the most spiritual number of all. It is highly spiritual. So what you are doing with this, with the positive perspectives, really is wonderful. It ties in. 7s, though, tend to be a little bit of a loner. They tend to be skeptics. They are beautiful and wonderful analysts. They tend to be on a scientific bent. They enjoy being in nature. They don't always enjoy being around people, but they love being in nature. And they like being by the water and by the sea. But, you know, these are the people who want to know the answers to the big questions. You know, they're not flitting about like a 3, you know, yak, yak, yak to everybody and being a little Miss Social Butterfly. 7s are quite serious about what they do. And they really want to know, you know, what makes the world tick? What makes them tick? What are the answers to who am I and why am I here and what am I doing? But they make wonderful scientific contributions. But like I said, then there's that spiritual side. But usually they start out being skeptical. And then the more they study, the more they get drawn into a more spiritual journey. But it's just like 7 is a sacred number.
I'm sacred, everybody. You heard it from Judy Conkle's lips.
Hey, you know what, though? I just read one today, a quote that I had come across several years ago, and then I ran it across today again. And this woman had said, "We are all sacred space on legs." Now, isn't that cool?
I like that.
Isn't that just really cool? That reminds you.
On legs.
Yes, so honor yourself. That. Respect yourself. Isn't that cool?
That is cool. Everybody, you're listening to Judy Conkle. She is the author of Opening Your Cosmic Toolbox, that is available on Amazon in softcover and Kindle version right now. And you can contact her for your own private reading. via email at magicalmoon123@gmail.com. That email again is magicalmoon123@gmail.com. So now we figured out our life path. But what happens when we change the year? Every year, there's a new year. So what is that number when we're trying to figure out the year number that we're dealing with and how that affects us, Judy?
Right. That's called your personal year. So what you do is, it's easiest to just start out with, you know, what this year is. And this is 2017, so it's 2 plus 1, which is 3, plus 7, which is 10. So see, yes, it's a 10/1. But remember what I said about the 0, there's extra power. So it's a 1 year, but it's also a 10-year, which makes it really special. So there's a lot of power, there's a lot of intensity, there's a lot of drive, there's even aggressiveness. But when you want to find your personal year, okay, let's take the person who was November 6th. You take November, which is 11. You can reduce it to 2 for this purpose. And then her day was 6. Well, 2 plus 6 is 8. And add to it the current year, which we just said is a 1. So 8 plus 1 equals 9. This is a year of being a helper, being very humanitarian, getting involved in not save the whales, but, you know, whatever it is that you want to, whatever type of charity or whatever type of charity work to get into. You know, a 3 opens their doors to friends, and 6s open their doors to family, and 9s open their door to anybody who needs it. It's like we have an open door policy. If you need a place to stay, you come see a 9 or see somebody during a 9 year. Yeah, because they're philanthropists this year. They're very concerned about other people. They, too, are very spiritual. The only problem with being a 9 is you tend to get dumped on all the time. But that's a year and not a, you know, this is a personal year. Her personal year is a 9. But, this is not the year that she's going to go out and get on stage and sing and dance. This is more about studying. This is more about learning. This is more about giving to other people and seeing in what way you can be a help. So it's a quiet
That's
year.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Quiet
so next year when she's a 1.
She says she's writing. She says she's writing a lot this year, and she has been. So she's
there,
using that
see?
Power of the year to write more books.
Wonderful.
Now,
wonderful. That's super. And then next year she can bring it out. Next year when she's a 1, that's the time to bring it out, like you did with your book.
Well, this is a 7 year for me, because if
is
you
it?
Add my birth month, which is a 1, and my
yes.
birth date, the 5, it's a 6, and add
yes.
6 plus 1. So I'm back in my life path is a 7. I'm in a 7 personal year. So what happens if your birth year or your life path
mm-hmm.
matches the year, your personal year, like I have? So I have a 7-7.
Yeah, it's like a double whammy. It intensifies it. But remember that spirituality? Honey, your book is a very spiritual bent. It's out there to help people. It's teaching them how to think positively and how to use that to make their life better. That's a very 7 thing, Melinda. And you might actually have a follow-up with another one.
Yes, I was in the middle of writing that. Trying in between everything else I have going on.
Yeah, right, because you don't do anything else. You know, there's nothing on your plate, you poor starving thing. But think you're going to go from January to January. So this will be a really, you're not out there and on stage like if you were a 1 or an 8 this year. This is the year that you're going to take everything you've learned and put the rest of it into the second book. You already put most of it in the first one. Now, this is the year when you'll put it together. But the next year, you'll be successful with both. It'll really take off.
That's the exciting stuff. Sevens and sevens.
It sure is. Eights, you make money.
So you take your personal year is your birth month and the day of your birth, not your birth year, and you add it to this
right.
year. So that gives you, so we're giving everybody two examples. We're giving you the two personal year and the seven personal year if you meet that. And Judy's going to be taking your calls too today, and we're going to get those in there involved. But then there's also, you said there was this lovely numbers that we add up for the letters in your name. So how do people do that? Let's explain the numbers in your name. What is that meaning again, the numbers in your name?
I'm going to tell them how to chart it first.
Okay.
It's real simple. Take the piece of paper, and instead of writing, you know, down, like, you know, one, two, three, like we go down, go across and put the numbers from 1 to 9 across. Then the rest of it gets so simple. Under the number 1, put the letter A. Under 2, put B. Under 3, put C. Okay? You're only going to be able to go as far as I under number 9. And then for the J, go back to letter A and put it under there. And eventually you'll fill this all out, and you'll end up with, under 1, you're going to have AJS. Under 2, you'll have BKT. Under 3, you'll have CLU. Under 4, you'll have the famous DMV. And under 6, you'll have FOX. 7 is GPY. 8 is HQZ. And 9 is INR.
Now, should people use their full birth name, their full name, their first name, middle name, last name?
Yes, this is going to be your essence. It is what you came in to be. I want the name that is on your birth certificate, not what you use every day. That's a different matter. I mean, you can use that too, but that's more subsidiary. That's your daily name. But the name that's on your birth, even if it was spelled wrong, you use it anyway, because that's what was meant to be.
Now, what if they have a senior or a junior after the name? Do they add that too?
No, those are labels. Junior and senior, the second, the third, that's labels. I just want name. I don't want junior. I don't want senior. I don't want the third. I don't want just. And if you were adopted like I was. Boy, they got all kind of controversy on that one, but I'll tell you what I found works. If at any point in time, if your mother named you when you were born, before you were given up, then that's the name you use. I was baptized when I was born because they thought I was going to die. So anyway, the name my mother gave me was said aloud. If at any point in time that name was said out loud to where it imprints on the universe, then you use it. The adoptive name you were given gives you a second set of tools to use. But the original you that you were meant to be when you came in is in that original name that was spoken. See, speaking is so important. I mean, meditation is good, too, and prayer is good. But when you really want something to resonate and imprint on the universe, you have to say it out loud.
And so we add out, you add up the numbers. So you look at your graph that you wrote across, 1 through 9. You write your alphabet in three rows, A through Z, yes. Underneath that 1 through 9. Then you write out your full name, first, middle, and last. No junior, senior, 1, 2, or 3. Just your first, middle, and last. And add those up.
Yep.
So I added up all my numbers. So my essence is an 8 essence.
See,
what
you came
an essence
bank money.
Number tell us?
I said you, this is what you came in to be. This is also the number that helps you do your life path. So you said your life path was a 7. Now, this 8 essence, these are people who, like I said, came to make money, but you can't just keep it selfishly. You also have to learn how to share it. 8s are wonderful managers. They are powerhouses. They do everything with style. Nothing shoddy for them. You know, these are the people who dress well and they look well and they really know what's going on. They, they always go forward in life. They like, trying to think, there's one other thing that I'm trying to think of. Because the managerial skills are wonderful. Usually they're the boss. And they always get somewhere to where they are going upward and forward. They're not usually content to stay in the background. They really want to make something of themselves. It's a success-oriented number. Does that help you?
Oh, yes. I know all these. I just like having you explain them to people. All right. Miss Judy Conkle is available for private sessions. If you want to contact her, to have her do a whole numerological reading for you based on all the different ways you can find the numbers of your life, contact her at magicalmoon123@gmail.com. Judy, we're going to take a short pause. Everybody, call in 646-915-8066 for your live reading with Judy after these messages.
Do you need a boost of positive energy to assist you in having a better life? Melinda's positive energy products will help you attract positive people, positive events, and positive items into your life. Get positive. Live positive. Do you need a boost of positive energy? You have come to the right place. Do you need to get positive, to live positive, to attract positive people and events and items into your life? You have come to the right place. Do you need to turn your negativity around? You have come to the right place. Welcome to the positive energy of all that we have to offer here on Positive Perspectives. And into every facet of your life, www.psychicmelinda.webs.com, www.psychicmelinda.webs.com.
Psychic medium Melinda Carver wants to assist you. She will answer your questions about love and relationships, your career and finances, and will connect you with your past loved ones and spirit guides. Melinda Carver is accurate and down to earth with a personal touch so important to her guides and the realm of spirit. Order your reading today at psychicmelinda.webs.com. That's psychicmelinda.webs.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is a fun show. If you want to learn more about my show, follow us on Facebook on Positive Perspectives or click to the Blog Talk page. Click follow this show right there. It'll show you all the updated information and upcoming guests. And next Tuesday, May 15th, Catherine Ravenwood, author and priestess. We're going to be doing tarot readings all show long. This is my 5th year anniversary, everybody. Yes, it is the 5th year of Positive Perspectives. I'm so excited that you've been following us. And here's just a little celebration tonight.
Celebrate, guys. There's a party going on right here, a celebration.
Celebrating 5 years, I'm so excited. I brought you some of the top names in the metaphysical community, best-selling authors, award-winning authors, TV stars, radio stars, and more, all here on Blog Talk's Positive Perspectives. We're going to have a big celebration on Tuesday, May 23rd, for our fifth-year anniversary show. I will be the host and the guest. We'll be doing readings and giveaways all show long. Mark your calendar. If you want to go on my third annual Lilydale bus trip from Cleveland, Ohio, to the nation's oldest spiritualist community, I have 6 tickets left for my third annual trip, which will be Saturday, July 22nd. Go to psychicmelinda.webs.com for more information. I will be teaching 2 classes at Lilydale Assembly in Lilydale, New York, in August. On Wednesday, August 16th, I am teaching Native American Lunar Calendar, and the following week, August 23rd, Magical Fairies and a Fairy Walk Through the Fairy Trail. You can go to LilydaleAssembly.com for more information. My guest this evening is Judy Conkle, author of Opening Your Cosmic Toolbox, available on Amazon and stores across the country. Welcome back, Miss Judy.
Hello, hello.
So we have a bunch of anxious readers on the phone, and I'm going to give you the birth date first before we pull them on so you can figure that out.
Sure.
So our first caller is Lynn from California. And Lynn's birth date is January 5th. She shares my birthday.
Same as you.
Yep, and her year, though, is 1956. So 1-5-1956.
Yeah.
And we're going to bring Lynn. Welcome, Lynn, to the show. You're live on air with Judy Conkle. Are you ready to find out what's your number?
Yes, absolutely. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Judy?
Okay. Listen, did anything significant happen to you in 1962?
Gosh.
I know you'd have been really young. Yeah, like 5 or 6. Did you start school and it was traumatic or something within the family?
I was probably like in maybe first grade, I guess. And I can't recall. I know I spent a lot of time with my grandmother during that time. Yeah, I enjoyed that, yeah.
Well, that's nice. See, and you are one of those, you are a 9. Because if you add up the 1962, it's 18, and 1 and 8 is 9.
Okay.
So you are one of those giving souls.
Yes.
You know, you care a lot about other people. Like, as we had said when we were talking about the 9, you know, you would open, you're the kind of person, you open the door to anybody who needs it. Hey, you
and
need
I've
a place
done
to
that.
Stay.
Oh, my gosh. I've done that.
Sure.
Just that. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I bet you have. And, you know, you'd give the shirt off your back to anybody who needs it. You probably give to charities. You're probably a very giving person. Yes.
Yeah.
So, you're a rescuer. You're always on the side of the underdog and the less fortunate.
Yeah.
The downtrodden.
True, yeah.
Yeah. You're kind. And sometimes people take advantage of that with you.
Yes, that's so true. Yes, yeah.
Does all the family drama get dumped on you?
It has. I'm kind of like, it's kind of been that way. I've been the one, even since I was in my 30s, it's like I've always felt like I had a responsibility, you know?
Yes. See, sometimes you even get the family secrets because people know that you can handle it and that you'll keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
So you get that. And, yeah, you're very accommodating, and other people see you as a problem solver, but also as a soft touch.
Yeah.
So, but you really are interested in making the world a better place.
Yes, I do feel that. I feel like I'm supposed to contribute something, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you like to stay in the background. You don't like to push yourself forward. But
that's so true.
But you're capable, Lynn, of taking charge of the situation and doing your best to right a wrong. You know, you don't do it in a big flashy way, but in a quiet, modest, and capable manner, you will take care of things. Yeah. See, nines are very old souls. They've been here before.
Yeah.
They get it.
Yeah.
I mean,
can you tell how many past lives someone had by their birth year too, Judy? Or is that something people are arguing about in the numerological world?
I don't know if they are or not, but I'm telling you, no, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. You can find your karmic numbers, but I cannot tell you how many times you've been around the wheel.
I just threw that out there. So, Miss Lynn, what is some advice you could give Miss Lynn as a nine to help her deal with some of the family drama or secret?
She already has those qualities within her. To do that, she has to figure out her name essence to see what that number is to help along with the nine.
I did.
Okay, what you got?
I did while you guys were talking. It was a nine also. It's a nine.
Oh, wow. So my birthday sister of a different year has a nine as a life path and a nine personal year, and I had a seven as a personal year and seven as my life path. So we're matching just different numbers,
right.
But it's funny that we're both getting duplicate numbers this year.
Oh, no, I'm in that too because I am a life path three with a name three or essence three. So I'm a double three. We're all double whammies.
Oh, wow.
Aren't we interesting? Oh, my. And what you do, Lynn, to follow that out, now that you have your full name, then take and lift just the vowels. That will give you your soul number.
Okay.
And our soul number is what makes us happy. Our soul number is what we feel like is our true number because we are happiest doing that. It fulfills us.
Wow.
And then what's left over are the consonants. Those are your personality. That's how other people see you.
Okay.
That's who other people think you are. Like, say you came up with a one as a personality. Then other people see you as being capable, as being a leader, as being a manager, as being able to handle things and take care of it. So all those four numbers intertwine, your life path based on your birthday, your essence based on your full name, your soul based on your vowels, and your personality based on the consonants. And then when you do your everyday name, I mean, people don't go around saying, hello, Elizabeth Warren, booby boo. maybe you're Lynn, whatever.
Yeah.
You can add your married name. That gives you just the last name itself. That's another number to add to your toolbox as something you can use when you need to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a number eight. I got a number eight for the vowels, and then I got a number six for the consonants.
Okay, so eight is the vowel. See, so you keep it well hidden because you're so kind and sweet and charming and accommodating on the surface, and they don't know that underneath you have all these great management skills.
Yeah.
And you're happiest. Now, I'm not saying You're happier when you know that there's money. I don't mean because you want to go out and spend it. For you, it's security. You're happier knowing that there's a nest egg under you.
Oh, my God, yes.
That you could use when you need it, or that you could loan to somebody when they need it. That's your purpose for money.
Yes.
And then the six, that accommodating six, other people see you as a nurturer, a helper, a very maternal type person who takes care of other people.
Yes, yeah.
So who they see you as really does go along with who you are and the path you're on.
Okay.
Is it making sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. Everything. Cool. Oh, my gosh. You just hit it just like, oh, my God, I'm just feeling, it's just like, oh, my God, you just hit it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well, thank you, Lynn, for enjoying your reading and for calling in today.
Thank you.
Thank you, wonderful night. Wow. See, we hit it all on the head there. So you can find your vowels, which adds up to what makes you happy. Add the consonants in your name. That's how people see you. Ariel has a question. What does an 11 mean when you add up? Is that a soul number, Ariel? So I'm going to find out if that's the soul or if that is her consonant. So what happens if you get an 11 in, I'm going to say vowels, because she has a lot of vowels in her name.
Because that, too, is that spiritual journey. The 11s are visionaries. The 11s are the people who usually are quite psychic. They always feel like they're not... not quite living on the earth with the rest of us. Sometimes they're rather out there because they, I'll put this together in a minute. They really are just so intuitive and so spiritual and so loving, and they really do. All the master numbers just sort of walk a different path.
Wow. Well, let's try to get in.
It depends on where it falls.
Hmm? Let's try to get in a few more callers.
Yeah.
We're going to do real quick here. And this one is Taisha from New York. Taisha's birth date is May 28th, 1982. 528-1982. Hello, Taisha. You're on live with Judy Conkle.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Trying to figure
out. Hey, did anything happen? Did anything go on in 2015?
2015?
Yeah, you'd have been like 33 maybe.
33. What was I doing? Nothing I could think of at this time.
That's okay.
It was 2 years
you don't
ago,
have to think
sweetheart.
Of it right now. It's no big. Just think
job
about
change,
it.
Change, breakup, major breakup, movement.
13. I think I thought it. 33. I think I started a new job. I think. 2 years ago, I was like 33, I believe. Yep.
Ah, okay.
I think so.
Right, exactly. Okay. So, you're another 8 person.
Yes.
You are another manager person, another person who came in to make money. You're all about success and power. You're an organizer, a manager, a very hard worker. I'm sure you enjoy earning a paycheck.
I do. I really want to be my own boss. I'm tired of working for people.
That's the one. Because you're ambitious. You're ambitious and dignified. You know, money. But, you know, when you're an 8, money, or the lack of it, will always be one of your issues. And the thought of poverty scares the living heck out of you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, job security is important for you.
Definitely. I'm always trying to think of ideas. Like, even I have a job now, but I'm always thinking of ways to make extra money or
see?
How to be an entrepreneur see? On the side.
Yes. And that's perfect. That's a perfect manifestation of an eight. It really, really works well that way. It'll work for you. So you really okay. are working the number in the right way. You know, you are achievement-oriented. You don't want to be in some dead-end job, and you're not content to just go to
That's
work
true.
And show up and come home. You
That's
know,
true.
Yeah.
But
I mean, you've got
crazy?
A lot more to put. Pardon
I
me?
I struggle in my personal, like, not finance. Like, finances, it's a little bit hard for me right now, but, like, I struggle more with my growth as far as, like, family and stuff like that. Like, it's like I want to have kids, and I'm in a relationship, but I'm not married, and I don't have kids and stuff like that, and I want that. And that's the area I want the most, you know, to grow.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
So you might have a soul six number or a soul two, if that's what you're striving for. But this year, see, you're another one who's having a 7 year, because if it's May and then the 28th, well, 2 and 8 is 10 or 1. So 5 and 1 is 6, and this year is also a 1. So you two are having a 7 year. So this is your year, honey. Like, go ahead and lay your plans. Decide what it is you really want
mm-hmm.
and where you want to be in life. You know, have your plan, work the plan, and then next year you can manifest the plan.
You're absolutely right. Because, you know,
see?
What's so crazy that you mentioned plan? It just gave me chills because I was telling my boyfriend, and I never said it the years prior. We met when I was 30. I'm 35 in May. And I said,
right.
So what is our plan? What is our plan? That's what I've been saying.
Right.
And I've been using the word plan this few months.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if it's not going to happen now, we don't have a plan, I'm moving on. This is where I'm going.
Good
on.
For you.
We don't have a plan.
Good for you. Don't hang around, honey, and don't settle for second best.
Thank you, Taisha,
you
for calling.
In 7... Honey, in a 7 year, you think seriously about it, and you just might decide that, you know, the waiting is over, life goes on, and if you're going to
yes.
go on by yourself to someone else, then that's
yes.
what you do.
Oh,
then that's
I received
what you
the
do.
Word. I received the word.
Yes, ma'am,
thank
because
you
are worth more than that.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed your reading.
You're welcome.
We're going to try to squeeze a quick one in, another real quick one. We have Allison
okay.
from Arizona. We have to be
yeah.
quick on this one. March 15th,
yes,
1957. March 15th.
Oh, March
15th. Yeah, 3 March 15th,
yes.
1957. Hello, Allison. Welcome. You're live on air with Judy Conkle.
Hey there. Enjoying your show.
Thank you.
Oh, that's good. We're having a good time, too.
I know quite a
okay.
lot about numerology. I know quite a lot about numerology, so whatever you want to say that, you know, to add to it on maybe a little bit more advanced level would be fantastic, but I'll leave that up to
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, kiddo, so you've probably already worked this out. You know that, you know, with your birthday, it comes down to 1975. So did anything happen then? You'd have been, what, 18? Somewhere around then?
In 75?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That you don't have to tell me. As long as something resonates with you, good enough.
I mean, that's when we enter college. There wasn't anything other than that.
Oh, but that's
significant.
I mean, that's
normal. I mean, that's normal. That's nothing
right.
out of the ordinary by any means. So
yeah, but it is because not.
Was that?
Yeah, but not everybody gets a college education.
Not
you know,
days,
that was significant.
But, yeah.
Anyway, so
anyway.
As you already know, you're a master number 22. You're one of those master number people. And so, and 22 breaks down to 4. But, you know, with the master numbers, sometimes you have to revert back to the base number because, you know, otherwise you sort of like burn yourself out because the intensity is so strong. So, but the 22, you know, 22s came in to leave a legacy. They're going to leave something behind them. You don't necessarily have to go out, you know, and erect a building or something, but there's some sort of a legacy that you will leave behind you. They work very hard. You're sort of an architect in a way, and you build, and 22s are in a tricky place because I think 22 is sort of ruled by Pluto. So it's real easy for you to get on a negative side if you don't watch yourself, but as long as you always keep yourself looking forward and striving for something in front of you, then you're going to be okay. So, but the, like I said, usually when you're a master number, when you're a kid, you know, it's like you're already anticipating something to happen. You know that you were here to do something, to be something. You're just waiting to grow up a little to find out what that is. And people with master numbers, you have trouble sleeping because it's like squirrels in a cage up there. There's always ideas going through your mind, or you're waiting for the next thing to come up. So you have to go back to that 4, which is so disciplined, so responsible, so, what's the other word I want? Disciplined or responsible. 4s really are like a square, but that's a good thing in that they build a good, solid foundation from which they can build off of. The only thing you got to watch, too, is 22s tend to have a bit of a temper.
And that's our time. Wonderful readings, Judy, and explaining to people how to find their number once more again tonight. Thank you so much.
You're
for
awesome.
Coming back on the show.
Okay. I appreciate it. Are we coming back, my dear?
Oh, yes. So this is the end of the show. So I want to thank you
okay.
so
I
very much.
So chill. Sure.
No,
I really appreciate
just 1 hour.
The opportunity.
That's, yes.
Oh, goody. Oh, goody. I mean, I'm glad we got some things in. Could I give a recap of the numbers?
We're out of time, Judy. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We're at the deadline here. So thank you so very much for calling in. If you want to have your own session with Judy Conkle, contact her at magicalmoon123@gmail.com. Make sure you pick up my copy of my new book, Get Positive and Live Positive, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books a Million. If you own a store or a bookstore or a retail store, you can get your copies of Get Positive, Live Positive through New Leaf Distribution. And we're going to close the show out with some more Cool in the Gang. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next Tuesday.